With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. After what's been described as an extremely frightening few moments Saturday night, things have quieted down somewhat. A Secret Service agent was shot by the gunman, but his vest saved his life. In the meantime, President Trump is speaking out on the 31-year-old man who opened fire.
The guy is a sick guy. When you read his manifesto, he hates Christians. That's one thing for sure. He hates Christians, a hatred. And I think his sister or his brother actually was complaining about it. You know, they were even complaining to law enforcement. So he was a very troubled guy.
In the meantime, Cole Thomas Allen will be in court for arraignment Monday morning. Iran's foreign minister briefly visited Islamabad again as Pakistani leaders tried to restart the ceasefire talks between Tehran and Washington. But President Trump says the two sides can finish the talks on the phone. USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier arrives in the Middle East, allowing for three carriers now in the region.
Three U.S. aircraft carriers and their accompanying warships are now sailing in the waters of the Middle East, giving President Donald Trump additional warships to enforce his blockade of Iranian ports and more firepower should he decide to resume strikes on Iran. The arrival of a third carrier strike group comes as the U.S. expands its efforts to go after ships supporting the Iranian regime. In addition to enforcing its blockade, the U.S. has begun boarding sanctioned and dark fleet oil tankers carrying Iranian oil. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Two people have been killed when tornadoes pounded parts of North Texas. Early Sunday morning, two small communities west of Fort Worth suffering major damage. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are growing very concerned. More from Michael Harrington.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Alliance, most believers feel relatively confident in their religious freedom under British law, but they also see the culture turning away from the faith and wonder what it will mean for the future. A lot of Christians say they don't feel comfortable expressing their beliefs on social issues anymore. The Alliance says, quote, "This tension between objective freedoms and subjective experience sits at the heart of this report." Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes now officially excluded from female events at the Olympics after the IOC agreed to the new policy. It aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 LA Games. The IOC says eligibility for any female category event, including individual, now limited to biological females. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore is calling out California lawmakers who blame President Trump for their high gasoline prices.
For California to be running out of energy would be like Alaska running out of ice. I mean, there's no place on earth that has, well, I shouldn't say that. Texas and Alaska probably have more oil than California, but California is very energy rich, and they just choose not to go after it. And so that is a shame, really, because they should be paying closer to, you know, $3 to $4 a gallon.
More with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has made it clear he expects his choice for Federal Reserve Chair to quickly cut interest rates once he takes office. Yet Americans shouldn't pencil in lower borrowing costs for mortgages, auto loans, or business loans just yet. More details at srnnews.com.